This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Yeah, you're right. Here we are, huh? Back again.
I don't think we're ready.
Now, here, I got these sheets here for you.
I got some papers.
All right. Everything's out of order. I dropped all of it. The entire show on the floor.
Here we go. Oh.
All right, 92.7 WMDX. You know, I knew there was something wrong. My headphones were turned way down.
Where are they?
There was
some leftover stuff here from the weekend. Whatever was going on.
Yeah.
Again. They don't clean up after themselves.
Big party again.
It's that, well.
Oh, it's THC beverage they have.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
That's Rocker's.
I wish I could afford that stuff, but.
Rocker's show, but he wasn't here to supervise.
That's right.
You know, that's the thing.
Yeah.
So. He was still on the show, wasn't he?
I guess they called him, right?
Oh, okay.
To get an update from him. I missed the call. I did hear that they were going to call.
Yeah. Oh, good. I assume he's doing a little bit better every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
the fact that he can't, take a ride in the car for how long?
Right. For 6 months.
6 months.
At least in the front seat because of front bags hitting the chest. And he has.
So he's going to be in the back seat.
Yeah.
Well, just don't crash the car. Problem solved.
Yeah. Right.
So practical, you know. Why didn't I think of that?
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. So Rocker's doing better and better. Yeah. We wish him the best as he recuperates.
You know, I started thinking about something that started bothering me an awful lot, and it's bothered me for at least 4 or 5 years, maybe 9 years or 6 years or whatever the hell years
it
was.
What are you talking about?
I've been thinking about how this weird thing about representing the working class, the MAGAs, the Republicans, they have never ever represented the working class, and I'm going to talk about
their votes.
I'm going to talk about it later, but this is really rankled me because we just let that be the truth.
Yeah,
and we should never have accepted that as the truth.
I'm sorry, you're rankled, but you know, there's medicine for that now. And today's January 6th.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a celebration of what?
It's a electoral celebration of electoral college.
Say yes or no, and they'll say yes.
Well, I know. I'm headed to the Capitol to protest.
Are you? Good for you.
I don't know. It seems like everybody's going to get off, you know? So, you know, if you break into the Capitol, yeah, we'll have Trump in there and he'll let us off because it's okay.
It's
just
all right.
Like a Sunday stroll. It's an open house.
It's not a riot. It's a day of love.
A day of love. Said. That's it.
Yeah. Let's check the weather. It's 19 degrees this morning, but it feels colder. It feels like 6 because we have a westerly wind at 12 miles per hour. That's the feels like temperature.
I thought when I got up at like 3, get a little drink of water or something, you know, I walk around in my sleep. And I thought I looked at the temperature and I thought it was like 6 or 7 degrees out. Mm. So is it warming up? See, I don't know if it was actually 6 degrees or 16 degrees.
It's probably 16 because now it's 19.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Would you like to know what the afternoon high is?
Well, yeah.
If there was only a way we could predict that.
Yeah, I wish we had some kind of equipment here in the studio
device
that we could just
actually
roll
we have
out.
A choice of 3 different devices. Sam, it's your choice today.
Let's hit the one-arm bandit today.
That's
been
what
a while.
Taken, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
There we go.
First number is 0, second number 2, third number 5.
Quick.
25. 25 for a high. Boy, that thing rolls fast.
It does.
Hard for my eyes to catch up. 25 will be our high today. We'll check with Brittany Merlot a little bit later on.
When you said that about the eyes, I was thinking of the cartoon eyes.
I was thinking googly of a cartoon eyes. Also, yeah. This just in from Brittany, however. She's not feeling well today, and she won't be joining us later in the show.
Really? She can't make her way to the microphone? She's...
Hey, don't shoot the messenger. I'm just telling you that she's not feeling well today.
Okay. Well, we hope she's feeling better.
Yes.
Wow.
Boy, was she listening? And I said that, and she responded right away? Wow. Quick.
She's having a tough evening, so, take it easy.
Okay. All right. It's 11 minutes past the hour. Time for the National Day
You're
calendar.
Tough on other meteorologists, you know?
Listen, I have a bone to pick with some of these meteorologists. Stop the music for a second. I heard one do this, and they use it more and more, and it just really irritates
me. Yeah.
When it rankles you?
Yes, it rankles me. When they say the weather's going to be quiet.
No.
It's going to be quiet.
Oh, I hate
that. And one of them said this morning, the temperatures will be quiet. I'm thinking, how the hell is a temperature quiet?
Quiet.
Is it ever loud? It's not loud.
Oh,
how can it be quiet?
So how do you...
The weather is going to be quiet.
How do you hear them say this? Is this a TV weather thing now?
Yes. They use it more and more. It's going to be quiet weather. Okay, mild, calm, I get it.
Yes.
Not quiet.
Stop it. We got to stop this quiet stuff.
I mean, if it was a tornado coming, that would not be quiet. That would be loud and crazy.
Yeah.
But,
It started a quiet riot.
Okay. So, anyway.
But
all right.
I agree with you. I think it's the dumbest thing to possibly say about anything.
I think their consultants are probably telling them what
to say. Oh, yes. Yes, the consultants. I love them.
Let's go to the National Day calendar. Let's try it again. Is it or is it not one of these days? National Cuddle Up Day. Is it National Hot Dog Day? Is it National Technology Day? How about National Shortbread Day? Or is it National Bean Day? Or National Thank God It's Monday Day? What do you think, John? What day is
it's
not?
It's probably not Thank God It's Monday Day.
It is National Thank God It's Monday Day.
Damn.
Huh. Sam?
I didn't even hear you throw in a fake one. I looked at the list like an hour ago. And
I
didn't hear it either. I think you didn't have a fake
one.
What's
your guess then?
That you didn't put one in.
Okay, you're wrong. Oh. I did put one in. It's not National Hot Dog Day.
There did you go. Say
That's
that?
It.
I think I said
Hot
that.
Hot Dog Day, huh?
Yeah.
I think you were thinking it. I don't think you said
it. I said
that.
It. Did I say
you
it?
Ever get the hot dog deal at Costco, John?
I have not. No,
apparently,
but
that's still a pretty popular thing that people go there for because they're still really cheap. I've never been to a Costco. So.
They're all beef.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
You are missing it.
It's a big deal at Costco.
And apparently, you've never stopped by my place because I have a little cubicle.
You're all set up there. It's National Cuddle Up Day. Why would we need a day for this? It encourages us to snuggle up with someone for the health benefit. Health benefits? What? January typically has some of the coldest days of the year, as we know. So what better way to stay warm and reap the health benefits of cuddling on National Cuddle Up Day? Whether it's a three-dog night, a night so cold it takes three dogs to cuddle up with to stay warm, or a slightly chilly night, there are multiple benefits to cuddling. Listen to this. Cuddling releases oxytocin. The hormones alone have tremendous health benefits. Besides giving us a warm and fuzzy feeling, oxytocin reduces pain.
Yeah.
So when the cold has made those muscles and joints ache, cuddling can help reduce those aches and pains.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
Cuddle up with somebody today. Okay?
Can you cuddle with a cat or a dog?
Well,
does it do the same thing? I suppose it does.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah. Yeah, that's
good. All right.
National Technology Day, all you techies out there, listen up. You know,
I've got a feature coming up a little bit later this week.
Yeah.
You know, the Consumer Electronics Show is taking place, and there are some really cool inventions, and we'll have to play whatever we can.
They're not going
to
be gimmicks like the one that you were super into last year, is it? Because last year you wanted this thing that had, it was like a face, that you would look at and it had ChatGPT loaded on it and you could talk to it. That's what you were just enamored with. I thought it was the stupidest idea ever.
It was an Android with a face, and we wanted it here in the studio.
We never could get that.
Yeah.
You just like playing with the newest toys, don't you?
I do.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I'm going to miss that, you know? When we've invented all the newest toys possible and we can't come up with anymore.
You think we're going to invent everything and then we're not going to be able to invent anything anymore?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, you know. I mean, this is Idiocracy now, right? It's a downhill slide from here.
Okay. Anyway, it's National Technology Day. So
hey, I want to get to this.
What?
I want to get to this. This is Ann pointed this out to me. Have you seen Idiocracy at all?
Yeah, the movie? Yeah. No, I have not seen it.
And I think we've talked about it.
I don't think I've seen the whole thing.
No. They have a city, Costco City, right? Right?
Okay. Yeah, okay.
You know, it's miles long, right? You know, it's like a 20-minute walk to the electronics department, okay? Okay, well, that's an Idiocracy. Guess what? There's a story. Costco is building apartments above its stores to address the affordable housing crisis starting earlier this year, walking downstairs and getting a $1.50 hot dog, Sam.
Man, that's just the dream.
Gives new meaning to the affordable walkability.
John, you're very excited about this.
This is my dream come true. It includes free membership, a rooftop pool, fitness area, gardens, courtyards, and a community space. Who needs that? You've got hot dogs downstairs. Los Angeles is the first resident complex with 800 apartments and a built-in store.
They're building this?
Yes.
They're doing this.
The last line is, would you live in Costco?
They were thinking of you,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I know, man. I live there.
Oh, wow. I can see where your next home is going to be. Wow.
What a place to retire. John, that's what your plan has got to be once you like get old, too old to live in your house.
That's what I'm thinking.
Once the boys kick you out.
Yeah.
Boy. Dream has come true. Yeah. Well, all right. Back to the National Day calendar. It's National Shortbread Day. I don't know how I can top that, You like shortbread? I don't know. What is shortbread?
Shortbread's fine. You put strawberries on it.
Okay.
You take bread and you make it short. There you go.
National Bean Day. And let's look at National Thank God It's Monday Day.
Oh, boy.
Why would we need this? I see. It's the first Monday of the new year. And that's where
we're at. There you go.
So here we go. Sure. Thank God
it's Monday. That makes sense. Finally.
That's enough. Okay. When we come back, we'll open up the history books for this first day of Monday on the John and Gordy Show.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Oh, yeah. Foxy Brown.
You recognize this, Gordy?
I don't recognize
John, this. Do you?
No.
This is the 1975 very first theme of Wheel of Fortune.
Ooh.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm glad they got rid of that.
Hey. That's when the Wheel of Fortune, they didn't give away cash. They just gave away prize. You had to spend the money on the furniture or whatever they were offering. Remember that?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Because they were cheap. They were in the beginning, before it was a huge hit, Wheel of Fortune, you spun the wheel, you got points or supposedly money, but you could only spend the money on the prizes that they were offering.
Okay. Gotcha.
Right.
Stupid. Anyway. Hey, it's time to open up the history book, Sam.
That's right.
What do you think? no, Sam. Just
a cloud of dust coming off of this book. Yeah. It's so dusty
so
over there.
Okay. Always so
goodness
dusty.
Goodness gracious.
My God.
Well, we played the... What?
We got to stop doing
this. You're sick of this bit, aren't you?
I really...
Come up with some other kind of cough or something. We'll figure out something.
Yeah.
Okay. What happened?
Well, we played the Wheel of Fortune theme because today, in 1975, Wheel of Fortune debuted.
Was it Chuck Woolery was the original host?
I can't remember.
I don't know.
I wasn't around.
They
kind of
rotated. You know, they were.
Yeah.
Hat Sajak or whatever his name is didn't come along till 1980. Is that right?
Okay, then Chuck Woolery was probably the first guy.
What, do you guys watch the game show channel or something?
No, but my dad is a huge fan of Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I see it occasionally. I don't watch it every night.
But. Yeah, no, I kind of hate game shows.
Well, you know, Hollywood Squares
that
was probably
fun.
The ultimate crazy show.
That was a great show.
It was. It was
so funny with Paul Lynde in the middle. Yeah. Charlie Weaver.
Everybody had their bit, right?
Everybody
did their thing.
Yeah.
From their little square. And then a guest would be on there every once in a while. So.
Guests. Okay.
All right.
Enough of that. I'm sick of the game shows.
Hey, you know what? I'm thinking maybe instead of that history book, we can go back into the Wayback Machine or something like that.
Are we going in the time tunnel?
Time tunnel, way back.
Well, the way back, you know, Mr. Peabody.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you're right.
Did you bring the Wayback Machine in today?
We'll spitball that.
Yeah, we'll workshop it.
We gotta tune it up, huh?
Yeah,
get the Wayback Machine working.
Yeah,
again.
And then we can go back in history and then review what has taken place.
Sounds like a capital idea.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Capitol, Sam.
That's right.
Next up on the history books,
Capitol is.
Oh,
jeez!
Well, some
tee
very
it up
real
for
recent
you
history.
You just whiffed it.
Recent.
You went to the bottom of the list today in 2021. Of course, everyone remembers. Mm-hmm. I actually wasn't able to watch it live. I didn't find out about it until after it happened. The Capitol insurrection.
Really?
Yeah, I was in online school at the time, and I was in class.
Oh.
And. Like all afternoon. So I came out of my room at like 4:30 in the afternoon and my mom was sitting there watching TV and I just like stood there with my mouth hanging open.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, if they explained it to you, you'd know that it was just a Capitol tour. That's all it was. You know, it was people just touring the Capitol on their vacation.
It was a day of love, right?
A day of love and a tour.
What online class were you taking?
Yeah, what was that?
This was when I was at UWSP, and I was still planning to be a math teacher.
Okay.
And it was some education class. I don't know.
Okay.
Didn't matter.
Wasn't current events or anything.
No,
would have stopped the class and said, hey, let's turn on the TV and watch some history happening. Okay. Anything else? Any birthdays?
We got a couple birthdays. John DeLorean of the DeLorean car. He was born today in 1925. And actor Rowan Atkinson, he was born today in 1955. Mr. Bean.
Yeah. Oh, is that him? Okay.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Bean,
Atkinson.
You know, you missed a day in here. I thought it was a
Well,
big
Gordy
day.
Jumped to the bottom of the list. Which one do you want to hear?
1941.
Yeah,
1941. Today, FDR delivers his Four Freedoms speech.
There you go, yeah.
The Four Freedoms he mentions are speech and expression, freedom of worship, freedom from want, and freedom from fear.
Mm-hmm.
I actually pulled up a little clip of the speech where he goes over it.
Oh,
yeah,
let's hear it.
Oh, yeah,
a little
let's
over
hear
2 minutes long.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Go for it.
The first is freedom of speech and expression everywhere in the world. The second is freedom of every person to worship God in his own way, everywhere in the world. The third is freedom from want, which translated into world terms means economic understandings which will secure to every nation a healthy peacetime life for its inhabitants everywhere in the world. The fourth is freedom from fear, which translated into world terms means a worldwide reduction of armaments to such a point and in such a thorough fashion that no nation will be in a position to commit an act of physical aggression against any neighbor anywhere in the world.
Great stuff. Absolutely great stuff. Now we are bringing back the fear, and we're bringing back want. I think, you know, what Tom Hartman was big on the want part. He says, if there is want in your country, then there isn't freedom.
You know, I love FDR's New England accent. That, you know, it really is something.
It's weird, isn't it?
You don't hear that much anymore.
Is that how people talked in those days?
Yes,
that's the way it is, declaring everything.
Yes, that's the way. Okay.
We could bring that back.
We could, but we won't.
That sounded so good.
Okay. We're just getting started here.
We are.
On a Monday morning, first Monday of 2025.
Of the year. Yeah. This is unbelievable, isn't it?
I can't believe
it's amazing
myself.
How it has worked out this way.
But coming up right around the corner, it's Idiocracy. I'm John and Gordy in the morning. Good morning to you.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point. Intelligence continued to decline until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
The inner machinations of my mind are an enigma.
No! You dense, irritating, miniature beast of burden!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
And we've got Costco Cities coming. Can't wait for that.
Oh, boy.
800 apartments above a Costco. That's got to be a big Costco.
That's what they're building in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
If you'd like to chime in, give us a call, 608-879-8255. You can call us there or text us there, 879-TALK, or just use the Civic Media app, 635. It's 19 degrees, but it feels like 6 with the wind chill. 25 for a high today.
Oh, yeah. Hey, yeah. Can you
Idiocracy.
Get, can you get the stupid drop in?
Which the stupid drop in?
Which stupid one?
Yeah,
do you
which
want?
One? Oh, is this what you're referring to?
Yeah.
Welcome to the age of stupid.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that age.
Yes, it is.
And Trump is going to be right out front. he is going to be saying this stuff, stupid things, for the next 4 years. And we're going to have them here on the program.
Yes, we are.
Just to remind everybody just how stupid this guy really is. All right. And it's not name calling. He is not a smart person, and I don't think, you know, I don't think I have to convince anybody of that. It's just pretty damn obvious. Oh, God. So Trump keeps saying that America ranks 40th in the world in education, right?
Okay.
Well, we're 12th, actually. Okay. Don't take credit for, you know, being 12th.
Yeah, that's still not great. But
yeah.
better than 40th.
Well, yeah, think about it. If it's not for the red states, right, we'd be third.
Yeah, they seem to have the lowest scores.
We also have 7 of the top 10 universities and 13 of the top 20, which is why Republicans are against higher education, because we're doing pretty well in the world. And they hope that you don't find out about it, because Trump is out there saying that we're 40th in education in the world. God, what is wrong with this guy? Hey, talk it up. We're doing good.
Facts don't matter to him. The truth doesn't matter.
Well, the problem here is
they
want to get rid of the education department, which really doesn't have anything to do with curriculum, because the states have control over the curriculum.
Yeah.
Not the federal government.
It sounds good to their supporters, though.
Yeah, but it really does. It really does. All right. This is something that doesn't get talked about an awful lot. And you know why? Because it's on the Democratic side of the aisle. They don't know how to talk about anything. They don't bring anything up. They don't keep us updated on what's happening on the Democratic side of the aisle.
Well, that's what we have you for, Jim.
Yeah.
Tell us.
Well, this was recently something that Eric Swalwell said. And he said that he and his family had been hit by many credible threats that have been investigated by law enforcement. And he even said that people are in jail for wanting to kill him and his kids. Democrat from California threatened. People are in jail because they've threatened to kill him. He said he spent $315,000 this past Congress on personal security to protect himself and his family.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
He said, I know the consequences of dissent. All right. Swalwell began receiving threats after speaking out on an issue including guns, you know, the control of guns, the Capitol, insurrection. And he fears that now that Trump is returning to power and has nominated Cash Patel, the threats will get worse, because Cash will obviously amplify all of the conspiracies that are out there. Here's the expected response. There was a response to this story. I thought, that's a good example. Here it is. This is from the mega cult. Eric Swalwell is a no good piece of crap, to put it mildly. He has caused his own demise through his actions that are catching up with him. He only has himself to blame.
Oh, okay.
You would have to wonder, does he think he's the smart guy? Now, live with it. You're getting your just desserts. Okay, there you go.
That's their response.
Yeah.
I don't know. Swalwell's pretty much right on top of everything, and was
at least
he's outspoken.
He's coming out with this, and this is happening on the other side of that. This is what's happening on the Democratic side of the aisle.
Yeah,
and they don't talk about it, and they should. I mean, this is, instead of like the megas talking about, you know, how we should fear this and fear that and the immigrants, we should talk about what we're getting as far as threats. That makes people afraid. And if the Republicans, the megas, get in control, that's the kind of thing that will happen on a regular basis. All right.
So much for freedom from fear.
Yeah.
There it is.
Freedom of speech.
Exactly.
We got a text in here, John, getting back to education. Trump says we are 40th in education. In a year or so, he will say we are 12th and take credit for it.
That's right. That's right. Very good. Thank you.
Thanks for that comment.
That's perfect. All right. Now, this is a reminder what Elon Musk did. Okay. This guy, we've talked about him a lot. We got a bunch of stories with Elon. In fact, one great story about how bad the Teslas are.
This is
a great story. I've got to get it in. I don't have it here today, but it's really good. All right. Anyway, Elon Musk publicized the names of government employees. Do you guys remember this one?
No.
Yeah. These are the employees that he wants to cut. So he doxed them. He put their names out there, and they are getting threats. One person had to actually move and try to secure their safety in some way, shape, or form. So, and then they had to delete their social media, which is kind of bad because that's how you communicate with your family a lot. So, yeah, this guy is just really, really tremendously bad.
He's trying to let them do the job for him. He's trying to get them to leave of their own accord because they fear for their safety.
Lives.
If everything about you has been published online and people are going to come after you for it, then Elon doesn't even need to do anything. He doesn't need to fire anybody. All of the people who are up in arms about, quote unquote, big government are going to do it for him.
And a lot of people are afraid of Elon because he has so much money. And he threatens everybody with that money. He's using that money to threaten people and run opposing politicians against the Republican Party just to get his way. And remember, he also accused Alexander Vindman of working for the Ukraine oligarchs, the billionaires there. Why not work with the billionaires here? He labeled him a traitor for working with the billionaires there and suggesting he should face the death penalty. Okay? So, not a healthy person.
He's a powerful figure in Washington right now.
Now, if you're on X, I know Elon can't get rid of all of the postings.
Yeah.
But there is a meme out there where they're creating with AI all of these videos of Elon in control of Trump.
Oh, boy.
It is pretty disgraceful.
The puppet master.
Yes, the puppet master. Now, this is where AI works for me.
It's good.
I'd like to thank them.
Hey, let's go to the phones. Mark all is right. on the let's line with a question or a comment. Good morning, Mark. Go ahead.
It's interesting that you're talking about the four freedoms, and and this is rolling back a couple of weeks now to Dickens, A Christmas Carol.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things we're supposed to be free of, that he mentioned there, is freedom from want. That's something we're supposed to remove from society. And, ignorance, of course. I mean, that he didn't really mention that in the four freedoms, but on the brow of ignorance is written doom. I mean, it is just...
Yeah.
You're just talking about Elon Musk. They're making these, going around about and getting these threats going. I mean, with careful planning, you could actually, with all these stand your ground laws, you could actually plot it out that say, well, I felt threatened, so that's why Elon Musk, I thought he was lunging at me, so I emptied the magazine into him and say, I was just expressing my defending myself because we've got stand your ground in this country now, and you can pretty much that I've said it back years ago when they start talking with careful planning, you could kill somebody and get away with it.
And it started off with Zimmerman, and it went with Kyle Rittenhouse. George Zimmerman and Kyle Rittenhouse, and that was their excuse. And of course, then we saw a whole bunch of examples in Florida where they do have stand your ground. It boggles your mind.
And this guy that strangled that homeless guy on the subway. I mean, the guy was not any real threat to anybody. Mm-hmm. But we were just a little uncomfortable. We were maybe a little scared. So now the guy is dead, and the guy that did it is a millionaire now.
Yeah,
I mean, it is just ridiculous.
He's on tour. Appeared with Trump at a game. In his booth. The thing with that is that, I mean, you would feel this guy in the subway, by the way, you would feel his body going limp.
Yeah.
So you would let go at that point.
Right.
But he didn't. And I don't know how he could get off for not letting go.
I mean, he was trained in how to do that. I mean, for goodness sake.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
All right, Mark, thanks for your
call.
Thanks,
guys.
All right.
Appreciate it. 608-879-8255.
Or use our Civic Media app and hit the text button and tell us what you think.
Susan out in McFarland says that you guys and my rose-colored glasses are going to get me through, and she sent a picture of her rose-colored glasses. They're little hearts.
That's very cool.
Thank you, Susan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Appreciate
I love
that.
I had rose-colored glasses myself.
Did you?
At one time, yeah. This was in the 60s, and my sister was here in Madison, when she was 16 years old, and she was going out with this boyfriend, and he was trying to, play up to me, right, I said, geez, I wish I had rose-colored glasses. And he just happened, by the way, he was wearing rose-colored glasses.
Yeah?
And he gave me his Wayfarer rose-colored glasses. It was incredible. Yeah. I love those glasses. Of course, they broke right away. You know? But so they weren't Wayfarer.
So did your sister end up having him as a boyfriend for a while?
A little while. Yeah.
Until Bob Dylan picked her up and took her to Chicago? Is that in the movie, by the way, the Charlemagne movie?
I don't think it is. It should be.
Then he found out she was underage.
Yeah.
Sent her home.
Quite underage, 16.
I didn't see that movie yet, but I'm going to look for that scene.
Okay. You know, no one asked. You know, I would have contributed that part of the film.
Did you watch the Golden Globes last night? Anybody ever watch this anymore?
I had to watch the Lions and the Vikings play each other. Man, that was, you know, that was a great game.
Yeah?
It was.
Okay. Lions won big time, right?
No, not big time. They did win.
Yeah. All right. I watched it for a moment, then I was
I really wanted the distracted. Vikings to win. Yeah, I just wanted them there. But, you know, the Lions really haven't been off to the Super Bowl in a hell of a long time.
Yes, I know. Yeah. And the Packers game. Yesterday we were over.
Yeah, we were at Catherine's house. And
watching the game.
Boy, that was a close one, too.
Yeah, it was. Back and forth.
Man.
A little bit. Yeah, how close
long was,
all the way
how
through.
How long was the streak? Do you remember? That the
11 games. In a row, the Bears.
Packers have won to the Bears.
Yes.
Wow.
And that streak was broken.
Yep. In front of their home
Lambeau
crowd.
Yeah. Yeah. So congratulations, all you Bears fans out there.
Yeah. But you were going to talk about the Globe? Golden Globe?
Yeah. No, I didn't see it. I saw a couple of highlights this morning. But no, I didn't watch it.
Actually, I enjoy watching the Golden Globes. Yeah. I was kind of sad that it was on at the same time the Vikings and Lions were playing.
It's more laid back, a lot of fun.
I'm not a big sports guy.
No.
But I thought, you know, the two top teams in the Central, I thought that was fantastic to see something like that. And they're both very good teams.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Well, and the Packers are still technically seeded seventh, I think.
Yeah, it didn't matter.
No, not much. Okay. Oh, yeah. All right. Let's see. What do we have right around the corner here? We got a big story.
John's going to reveal something
that he's never talked about before.
Will insurance pay for your health care?
Will it?
Well, all right. We'll find out.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Green Day, they nailed it.
I know.
92.7 WMDX. Whew.
Says it all.
I can't help but sing to the beginning.
I know.
you just want to keep listening to it, don't you?
I do.
Crank it up again.
The lyrics are so good.
What happened to
him? I know what'll kill you, Elon Musk. And we'll get to a story in just a moment from that. But let's go to our text line here.
All right.
And we have this. There it is. Considering capitalism is and hasn't been functioning properly before AI and automation, do you think humanity will ever develop a better system? That's a good question. Seems Andrew Yang was right about the coming storm of automation. Yeah. And I think he was right, but he also thought about maybe a universal basic income as well. And that is one way to replace the lost income and benefits that you get with a job in the gig economy where everybody's independent contractors. So I think we have to start moving in that direction. And boy, with the Republican Party, you can dream on, man. Just dream on. Oh, man. And we have this from Robert McFarland. Did you see the grifter and horrible boss owners of the Short Stack are closing after getting tons of money from a GoFundMe site? And they won't do interviews on why they are closing, and a goodbye picture on an airplane. Yeah, we did actually see that over the weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I'm hesitant to say what happened there, but because I don't really know the whole story.
Yeah, we
story.
Don't really know. We used to broadcast from there, but we haven't for quite a while.
Well, we loved it there. But they got
good food, at least.
And they didn't really want us there in the beginning, but we forced their hand, and we did it for free because we just loved the atmosphere. The food was great. And we did interview one of the managers, and we're going to try and find that, maybe put it on and see what they actually do or what they thought about their business, how they looked at their business. Maybe that'll give people some insight. But in the interview, or at least in their message to the public, they did mention that they didn't re-up their lease or extend their lease.
Yeah, they're closing.
And I mentioned that leases are the biggest closures of local businesses in this town, especially at State Street.
Yeah.
You know, the leases get more and more expensive, and these stores, you know, they're great ideas, they're great stores, great products, but they just can't keep up with the price of leases.
Yeah.
Just what happens.
From somebody within the company, I won't say who knows Alex and Sinead, the owners of Short Stack, a little bit better than any of us. They say it'll be very interesting to hear from Alex next time I see her. From what I gather, it's been tireless and thankless and a money pit for a long time now. So I mean, that's how it is kind of with any restaurant, I suppose.
Yeah, it's a tough business to get into.
Yes, it is.
And you were remember when we interviewed Alex?
Yes.
She talked about working with
people that had been incarcerated.
Yes.
They had a program. There is a program.
They had a program, and they worked them into the restaurant to work there.
And she said it was very successful for them.
And she was a part of the group that sponsored this program.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm hesitant to believe anything that I saw on Reddit in regards to this.
Well, yeah, we don't know the whole story.
Are you familiar with the GoFundMe thing, though?
No, I didn't know anything about that.
Yeah.
So they may have a point there. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think they've exactly announced when they're closing yet.
Yes, they did in May.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
In May, yes.
Yep.
All right.
I thought it was funny that, they said they were moving on to their next adventure, and they posted a picture from the seat of an airplane.
Right. So
Honduras.
We don't know where they're going or what they're doing, but okay. We'll follow up on that.
Yeah, I just thought they had a fantastic restaurant, incredibly good prices, great food.
Great atmosphere,
And a sense of humor with the atmosphere and, you know, the walls were painted and mottos were put up there and special menu items. And alcohol in the morning, right?
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Which we didn't try that.
We did not.
And we still got 5 months to try it.
Yeah, we do.
Of course, we were there broadcasting live when the explosion happened. That still nobody knows what happened, really.
That's right. Yeah.
But we got that on tape. Tape.
Everybody's got that.
Right. All right.
But anyway, I hope we kind of cleared up a little bit of that and even made it more complicated. But it's not as easy as all that. And I think that if we can find Alex interview that we did, maybe that'll clarify a whole bunch of what their attitude was about the restaurant itself. Yeah. And, you know, it's a tough business to be in. If they had a GoFundMe site in order to keep afloat and keep the restaurant going, maybe, you know, it didn't bring in enough to keep their business afloat.
Maybe not. I don't know.
It's a perfect location. Can you imagine?
It is.
Beautiful location for a restaurant.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, you know what? I'm thinking John and Gordy's Stack.
No, it would be a coffee shop.
John
and Gordy's Coffee Shop.
Yeah, I was going to say, you two should team up with Todd Alba. You can be...
Oh, that's right. He used to have a coffee shop.
And he can be the barista.
Ooh.
Yeah.
See? Oh, we got something going here. Let's...
Yeah, he gave up on that. But, not with John and Gordy.
With our names attached to it, what it's going to be a big success.
Yeah. How could it miss?
How could it fail? Oh, boy. Coming back with more.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.